This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
The course of true love never did run smooth, Lysander tells us in Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Wise words, many would say. In the fast-paced world of modern life, it can be difficult to meet anyone, let alone our soulmate. Fortunately, there's an app for that, though wooing a potential partner is still up to you. Dating apps like Tinder, Bumble, and Chappie have been around for a good few years, and statistics prove their ongoing popularity. Tinder claims to get 1.6 billion swipes per day. A study conducted by GlobalDatingInsights.com, analysts of the online dating industry, found that lonely hearts in the UK spent 10 hours a week using them to find someone to go out with. And finally, a 2018 YouGov survey conducted on behalf of BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat found that of over 2,000 16 to 34-year-olds, nearly half had used a dating app at some point. That said, the very same survey found that only 17% had met their current beau on an app, and 37% said that using an app was their least preferred method to find a potential mate to take out, for a fling or otherwise. One possible reason for this comes from one respondent, 26-year-old Jordan. He believes that dating apps create issues with self-doubt and anxiety. You're judged for the person you are on screen, and not for the person you are, he told the BBC. As people open themselves up to more rejection, it can lead to feelings of depression, says relationship psychologist Madeline Mason-Rowntree. Indeed, Jordan says he's been judged on dating apps for being too young, too old, and too fat. Deception can be another issue, with profiles often stretching the truth. 20-year-old Emma told Newsbeat about meeting a suitor whose height matched hers on their profiles, only to find he was a foot shorter in reality. 24-year-old Mikey believes dating apps are quite catfishy after meeting someone whose profile picture did not match their appearance. So does this mean that dating apps are a waste of time? It depends. Over 25% of those asked by YouGov might not agree. They were going steady or had tied the knot as a result of a dating app. A happily ever after might only be round the corner, but one way to find out is to swipe right and see.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.